Firstly, can you tell us a little bit about the International Surf Organization and how you actually you work with surf therapy programs?
Absolutely. The International Surf Therapy Organization, and we refer to ourselves as ISTO because it's much easier to say. We started with 8 founding contributors last year in Cape Town, South Africa, and today we're made up of over 30 surf therapy programs from all over the world. We're seeking understanding, we're sharing best practices, we're advocating for excellence in surf therapy, and by doing so, we're supporting one another, but also mentoring new programs and creating more safe surf therapy and access to those in need. And that's our mission, is so that we can continue to see surf therapy thrive around the globe. We want to help everybody out, and we're working together to do that. We're actually moving the needle with research, using surveys, mapping the impact of surf therapy globally, and holding annual conferences to bring exposure to surf therapy. And we're expanding that research worldwide, so our evidence is showing we are indeed creating positive change for those dealing with mental health issues. And this is happening at every single one of the programs around the world that we're working with currently, and of course many more. There's 40, 50, 60 other programs that we hope to be onboarding in the next couple of years, but everybody is working with the same intention of creating a structured means of surfing to achieve a therapeutic benefit.
Why surfing? What is it about surfing that is particularly good, in your view, for mental health?
Oh gosh, I love this question because there's so many answers. Well, first of all, surfing is exercise, right? And providing physical activity, which we all know releases endorphins, increases our dopamine. We get better sleep after a day of surfing. And then there's the natural environment, which scientists have already proven that natural environment, whether you are in the ocean or in the mountains or walking through the woods, it reduces stress and tension, anger and sadness, and even increases our feelings of well-being. And of course, then there's the water element. Now, if you've read Blue Mind by Wallace J. Nichols, you'll know that being in and around or near water makes us happier and healthier. And I should have brought up water to begin with, because obviously as surfers, we're a little biased towards the ocean. But Wallace J. Nichols talks about getting to any water and how that decreases our depression and anxiety, which leads to an incredible outcome of surfing, is flow therapy. And flow therapy is also known as just being in the zone. We're surfers. We like to get out into the lineup. We like to meditate. We like to sit on our board. Sometimes we're having conversations with people. For the most part, we're looking for waves. But it brings us to a mental state of performing an activity where we're fully immersed in this particular activity, which is surfing, and we're enjoying it. So there's that mindfulness, too, that while we're on our board, a lot of people refer to surfing as their Zen, their yoga, their church. So there's a lot of mindfulness. And I think my favorite part about every program out there, which of course is engaging surfing, and many of them are having group processing sessions either before surfing, after surfing, or possibly both, depending on each individual program. But the social content and connection. When you walk down to the beach and you meet people on the beach for the first time and you're looking out at the ocean, you feel like you're part of something, like you're part of a community. And we all want to feel seen, heard, and valued. I think that's my very, very favorite part. Surf therapy and environment, it brings people together, as I just said, in this natural setting, but it creates kind of a sense of just a greater sense, I guess, of comfort, partially because you're just outside, right? But we're taking people out of the clinical settings, your hospital, outpatient centers, doctor's offices. I always think about this question. The last time you were sitting in the waiting room with your healthcare practitioner or even your dentist's office, how about that? Have you ever struck up a conversation with a person sitting right next to you? And we might even be there for the same reasons, but that doesn't seem to be motivation enough to start communicating with people in our doctor's offices. As a matter of fact, that environment to me does just the opposite for our psyche, because we're less likely to reach out to talk to one another, maybe just being sensitive to whatever ailments are going on in the doctor's office. But when you get down to the beach, the sun's out, the ocean's in front of you, and it doesn't matter if our participants are struggling with PTS or depression or even suicidal thoughts or anxiety or even the at-risk children from abuse or trauma. They're just human beings on a beach and they're getting ready to surf, and that brings people to want to strike up conversations. So that's the uniqueness of surfing.
Obviously, as you mentioned there before, you're joining us from Southern California this morning, and indeed that's got a terrific surfing culture over there in California. Here in Australia, we've got quite a surfing culture. We're a very coastal sort of population, given we are based largely around the coast. Is there a challenge, do you think, in the popularity of this, given that, you know, there are a great deal of populations that that don't live by the coast? Is there a way this research can be applied to those that might be suffering with mental health issues but don't necessarily have the beach right down the road?
Well, absolutely. And I mean, if we look around the globe, most people are not necessarily right on the coastlines, are they? And this is the conversation that I love most of all, because it's so controversial: the wave pool. Now, in Southern California, we have a lot of curmudgeons who are adamantly against the wave pools. They don't want anything to do with the wave pools. But when I talk to them about a wave pool becoming a health and wellness center, that tends to change their mind a little, or they at least tend to drop their guard about the negativity of the wave pool. So the idea of bringing wave pools, man-made waves, of course, inland, so that anybody can ride a wave and actually ride a wave. Now, I also don't want to forget that there is people all over the world jumping in rivers and riding waves. Now you can ride waves behind freight liners and you can go for 2 miles. You also can ride waves behind boats. And I don't mean wakeboarding or skiing. I mean, you actually, without any rope holding on to the back of a boat, you can actually ride the waves. So there are endless possibilities to ride waves. And I think the wave pools are going to bring that to everybody's attention and make it so much more accessible. And I love the idea of a wave pool being a health and wellness center. Kind of like hydrotherapy, right? Or aquatic therapy. You're getting them into the water. And as I said, Wallace J. Nichols will say, just get to water. Doesn't matter if it's an ocean, just get to water. So I think that that's how surfing is going to become even more popular and even greater. And it, by talking about the health and wellness side of surfing, we're hoping, and this is part of the International Surf Therapy Organization's vision, is that healthcare practitioners prescribe surf therapy as a standard form of care. This is a vision that's set for a few years away from today, but the idea that our doctors are prescribing surf therapy is, we feel, only, well, actually, it's already happening. I should give credit where credit's due. It happened in France. They did a pilot study for 12 weeks. So it is happening. I think doctors are recognizing the therapeutic benefits of surfing specifically. Our other vision is to have our agencies out there, our HMOs, our PPOs, to recognize surf therapy and ensure surf therapy. So again, I think this is where wave pools play a role. If we're calling them health and wellness centers and we're using evidence-based to show our impact, we know that policymakers and healthcare practitioners will pay attention.
Well, Chris, best of luck going forward with this one. Sounds like a terrific program. Do appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much for having us, and thank you for shedding even more light on surf therapy. We really appreciate it.
Absolute pleasure. Have a great day.
Have a good day. Thank you. Bye.